From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama takes on terrorism in a national address. Mr. Obama told the American public Sunday night that last week's shooting attack in California was an act of terrorism designed to kill innocent people. U.S.-born Saeed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashreen Malik, killed 14 people and wounded more than 20 at a gathering of local government workers last Wednesday in San Bernardino. Mr. Obama said the U.S. is hardening its defenses against terrorist threats.
The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it. We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us. Our success won't depend on tough talk or abandoning our values or giving in to fear. That's what groups like ISIL are hoping for. Instead, we will prevail by being strong and smart, resilient and relentless, and by drawing upon every aspect of American power.
The president said the U.S. is working with friends and allies to cut off terrorist financing and prevent the terrorists from recruiting more fighters and counter the vicious ideology that IS promotes online. Rival factions in Libya's ongoing civil war say they've reached agreement to end a political deadlock that's crippled the country for years. If approved by the parliaments of the internationally recognized government based in Tobruk and its opposition in Tripoli, the deal announced in Tunisia Sunday will resolve a crisis that's divided the country since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad criticized Britain's entrance into the U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State militants in Syria, saying the airstrikes are illegal and will fail. His comments appeared in Britain's Sunday Times. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is rejecting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's warning that a collapse of the Palestinian Authority could have consequences for the security of Israel. Mr. Netanyahu spoke to the Brookings Institution Sunday via a video link.
But a demilitarized Palestinian state that recognizes the Jewish state, that's the solution. But the Palestinians have to recognize the Jewish state, and they persistently refuse to do so.
Mr. Netanyahu told a cabinet meeting that Israel will not be a binational state. He accused the Palestinian Authority of incitement against Israel. Jews around the world have begun celebrating Hanukkah, an eight-day festival commemorating ancient miracles and symbolizes triumph over oppression. The holiday began after sundown Sunday with families gathering to light the first nightly candle of a menorah, a ceremonial candelabra, and to exchange gifts. The far-right National Front Party made unprecedented gains in the first round of regional French elections Sunday. Polling agencies show National Front won between 27% and 30% support nationwide, followed by former President Nicolas Sarkozy's center-right Republicans Party and the governing Socialists. Leaders of Venezuela's opposition are claiming victory in Sunday's legislative elections, but official results have not yet been released. If the opposition didn't win the majority of seats, it would be a major setback for the long-dominant Socialists who have led the country for 16 years. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is in Ukraine for a visit aimed at pushing the Kiev government toward continued reforms while seeking to reassure it that war in Syria has not diminished Washington's support for Ukraine's pro-Western ambitions. Mr. Biden arrived in Kiev today and will meet with President Petro Poroshenko before a highly anticipated address to the Ukraine Parliament Tuesday. 4 months after announcing he was battling cancer, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter told members of his church in Plains, Georgia, there were no signs of life-threatening disease. Speaking by phone to VOA, Maranatha Baptist Church member and close Carter friend Jill Stuckey said the former president told a crowd of several hundred that medical tests conducted this week did not show signs of the melanoma he was diagnosed with earlier this year. Mr. Carter said, however, he would continue to receive a new treatment that is part of a promising class of drugs that harness the body's immune system to fight cancer. Colombia says it found the wreck of a Spanish galleon filled with gold, silver, and other treasures 300 years after it sank by the British. President Juan Manuel Santos said a museum would be built in Cartagena to display the ship's wares. The ship's treasure is estimated to be worth more than $1 billion. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.